Start by finding a comfortable, upright position. Your spine straight but not too rigid. Shoulders relaxed. Hands resting comfortably in your lap. And when you're ready, closing your eyes. Bring your awareness to your breath. Feeling the sensation of the breath as it moves in and out of your body. There's no need to change your breathing or slow your breathing. Simply observe the natural rhythm of your breath. Taking this opportunity to unhook from doing and letting yourself relax into some non-doing. And some stillness, just for a few minutes out of your busy day. Resilience is the ability to stay the course, no matter what happens along the way. Succeeding in life means not only handling failure, it also means handling success. Sometimes, for some people, success can feel as uncomfortable as failure. So when we talk about resilience, I'm talking about staying centered, grounded, and calm through all of the ups and downs, to continue putting one foot in front of the other, getting up when you fall down, and not sabotaging yourself when things are going well. I'd invite you to bring to mind a time in your life when you felt like you'd failed. Perhaps you let someone down, things didn't go to plan, or you were disappointed with yourself, you didn't achieve a particular result that you were hoping for. As you recall that situation or that experience, notice how that feels. Notice any thoughts that you have about that experience. And try not to get too attached to those thoughts. Remember, they're just stories, they're not necessarily true. Instead, I'd like you to focus on how you feel failure in your body. What are the physical sensations that go along with that feeling of disappointment for you? Can you find them in your body? Can you describe them to yourself? And most importantly, can you make room for them? Can you allow those feelings to exist in your body? Make space for the feeling. No need to push those feelings away, but no need to be swallowed up by them either. They're just feelings. Breathe in, make space. When you let go of all the stories in your head, all the thoughts, the assumptions, the projections, your idea of what other people might think, you'll notice that failure is just a feeling. You might attach a lot of meaning to it. But when you focus on the feeling, it's nothing you can't handle. It isn't going to hurt you. The experience might even have taught you valuable lessons. And now letting go of that experience of failure. Taking another breath and releasing those stories and those sensations in your body. and turning your attention now instead to a time when you felt really successful. Can you think of a time you reached a goal, something you'd worked hard for, you achieved something important to you? Notice if you find it difficult to identify success, perhaps because you've been dismissive of all of your achievements. Notice any tendency to play down your success. Any thoughts about whether you deserve to be successful? Whether it was just a fluke or it won't last. But if you can connect to that feeling of triumph, of joy, of pride, again, take a minute to notice how that feels in your body. And just like with failure, there are a lot of stories about what success means or what it says about you. And again, trying not to get too caught up in the stories, remembering that's all they are, the stories. None of them have any more meaning than the meaning you attach to them. So focusing on the sensations in your body, how does success feel in your body? Where do you feel it? Is it one specific part of your body or is it an all-encompassing feeling? Spending a few moments noticing where you feel the sensation of success in your body. And now taking another breath and letting go of all of the thoughts and feelings associated with success. As you return to your breath and to this present moment, remembering that when you slip up, when you feel disappointed, it's just an uncomfortable feeling. It doesn't define you. You can handle it. And it doesn't need to derail you completely from what you want to achieve. And when you experience success, that's lovely. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. Acknowledge what you've done to deserve it. But remember also, it doesn't define you. Keep it in perspective and keep moving on the path of becoming the best version of yourself. As you go about your day and your week, try to pay attention to the times when you feel like a failure, when you feel like a success. See if you can come back to some sense of balance, to equilibrium. Observing that these are all just experiences in life. They're not who you are. And if you can connect to the feeling and let it be there, watch how quickly it can come and go, and continue walking the path of your values, of your strengths, of your integrity, all of the parts of you, all of the qualities in you that are always there, always present, regardless of whatever temporary experience you find yourself having.